here they call them Resaca, but it's deeper. It's like a lake. Mm-hmm.
Resaca.
Uh-huh. R-E-S-C-A.
That's a Spanish word?
Yes. Resaca.
What different kinds of soil are there around here?
Soil? Mm-hmm. Well, there's dry, sandy soil, salitre we call it. I guess that would be a salty soil.
Have you ever heard of anything called loam or loam?
No, I haven't.
Say if you had some water, some land that had water on it, that you wanted to get the water off, you say you wanted to...
drain it?
Uh-huh. What would you call the things that you dig to drain the water off?
I don't know.
Well, what about something you can have by the side of the road to carry the water off?
Pump?
Uh-huh. What about a ditch or a canal or drain?
Ditch. Canal. Hmm? A canal? That's something to hold water? Mm-hmm. For irrigating?
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a ditch and a canal?
A ditch is a smaller. A canal is bigger than a ditch.
Mm-hmm. What if it's been raining and the water's cut out a little? What would you call that? Like where some of the dirt's washed away.
I don't remember.
What if it's real deep narrow? Huh?
Ditch?
Uh-huh. What if it's very deep and narrow? A lot of land is washed away. You call it a...
I can't really remember.
Do you ever hear the term ravine or hollow or gully or wash? And a small rise in land, you'd call a...
rising?
A small...
oh, hill?
Uh-huh. Any other names?
No. Slope?
Uh-huh. And to open the door, you take hold of the door?
Knob.
Do you ever use the word knob talking about land?
No.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be a...
a mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp.
Oh, I just can't remember.
You say someone fell off the...
cliff.
Uh-huh. And talking about several of those, you talk about several...
cliffs.
And, you know, on television, the gunfighters, for every man that they kill, they cut a little...
I can't remember.
And their guns had cut a little... Did you hear not?
Huh?
Did you hear they cut a knot.
A knot?
Uh-huh. Or a notch.
Notch. Well, like, for instance, in sewing,
uh-huh.
You know, when you cut little notches on the pattern to match the other piece. I think that's what it's called, notch.
Uh-huh. Did you take sewing classes a lot?
No, I've learned all by myself, and I've learned a lot from Mrs. Neuberger. Oh, I just love to sew, but I use a pattern.
Do you make most of your own clothes?
Yes.
How long have you been sewing?
Oh, for many years. Before there was patterns, I used to rip out an old dress, you know, and use it as a pattern. Or I'd cut something on newspaper to use as a pattern. Simple things. I sewed a lot for the children.
Uh-huh. You have some water that's flowing along. You call that a...
stream?
Uh-huh. What other name besides stream?
Canal?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know what...
what if it's pretty big? It would be a...
river?
Uh-huh. Anything smaller than a river?
No, dam? Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of creek or creek?
Creek.
Huh?
Creek.
Uh-huh. What's...
A creek, well, I think that's something like a small canal.
Uh-huh. Is the canal natural or is it man-made?
It's man-made.
Mm-hmm. What about a creek?
It's natural.
Say if you have some water flowing along and it drops off and goes on over. That would be a...
Flow?
Or, you know what I mean? It drops several feet and...
Oh, falls?
Uh-huh. And a place where boats stop and freight's unloaded would be a...
Port.
And what are some of the names of some of the streams in this area?
There's not very many streams in this area.
Or...
Well, there's Resacas.
Uh-huh. What are their names?
La Resaca de la Guerra.
What does that mean?